You're listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play Fatecore game by Noble Jester Productions. Welcome to Rillian, a Western fantasy world where magic needs fuel, and that fuel is mined and refined into Ecton. A place of vast deserts, dark rituals, and greedy mining companies. A dwarf awakens and has forgotten who he is. Who is Verboden, and how will he seek to remember his past in the midst of this harsh world?
Sorry for what I did to you.
It's okay. Last time.
Verboden, you come fully back to consciousness. You feel pain, but not as much as you might expect. You realize that you're bandaged up, your minor consequence is gone. As you take stock of your surroundings, it's nighttime. You are laying on the ground on a bedroll, and there's a small campfire burning a few feet away from you. Stars up above you. You don't see any, anything really around because it's dark. You're looking, and you can see in the space, the light that this campfire makes across the way. Sitting back a little ways from the campfire is a large hulking figure with these glowing bright red eyes that are just staring at you.
So I'm laying on the ground.
Yeah, features kind of shadowed by what looks to be a large hat on this figure's head, kind of sitting there with one knee up, arm on a knee, and just looking at you.
Okay, so I'll sit up and look across, the fire and look at him and, where am I?
Well, that's quite the question. You're at my campfire in a broader sense. You're in Rillian? I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm not sure either. Last I remember, I was ambushed and was with a fella from Silver Ridge, and I believe I got shot and fell off my horse and had some flashes of things, and now I'm here. But I don't know where that is or who you are.
Well, you are quite a ways away from Silver Ridge. I think I just found you in the desert. Looked like you were bleeding out. Apologize. My name is Asmodian.
Okay. Right there, Asmodian. And with that name, does that ring a bell at all?
No.
Okay.
Would have recognized a different name, but not that one.
Sure. All right there. Well, I appreciate you bringing me in here, Asmodian. With those mining folk, or you friend?
Mining folk? No. A friend? Probably not. That depends on you. I don't believe I caught your name.
Name's Verboden?
What?
Verboden, is that familiar to you? Do you know me?
Verboden?
He suddenly just bursts out in laughter, like minutes long, just this deep, loud laughter. You as he's kind of rocking back and forth, laughing, you can see he's got this large sword kind of sticking up on his back, and it's just kind of sticking up as he's sitting down. It's up quite a bit a ways, and he calms himself down a little bit, and he just, oh my god.
I'm sorry, that was, this is very unexpected. Verboden, let me guess, you don't know who you are, you don't really know where you are.
Yeah, that about sums it up. I mean, that's kind of the story I've been telling everybody about myself, so it's a little weird hearing it back from somebody in the know. How do you know all this?
Well, how long have you been aware?
Well, I don't really know how long I've been knocked out, but it was about a day before that I had woken up.
A day? Already in trouble. That sounds about right.
Yeah, to share some information. I mean, this is a little mixed feeling here. I think I'm pleased to know that you know a bit, but also a little nervous. So you know me, have we? You said you're not my friend, so I don't know. What can you tell me?
I do. Let's say I knew you once upon a time in another life. We were friends, I think, but that is a long time ago, and I'm not sure I care to speak of it now.
Right, I guess I can appreciate that. Do you know why I can't remember?
I do.
Would you care to share with me why that is?
Let's see. And he starts talking, and you feel this kind of weird sense of almost like vertigo wash over you, where you suddenly feel dizzy. You kind of suddenly feel almost like you're going to pass out, like you're going to throw up, like just this weird, awful sense of being dizzy, and it's terrible. And you see him stop talking, and it kind of fades away. He says, "Did you get any of that?"
Kidding me? I was catch anything there. Felt awful.
Yeah, I don't think your curse is going to allow you to hear anything.
Oh, I'm cursed, you say?
He just nods.
I guess I assume if you were to speak of it again, then I'd probably feel sick like before.
We can test it if you'd like.
Well, might as well. Why don't you tell me about my curse?
He starts talking again in the same sense of dizziness and nausea and vertigo, kind of just hits you in a rush. And
yeah, so everyone holds up a hand, like, shaking his head. Yeah, I think that confirms that. Oh, damn. It's unfortunate. So, since you know a little about me and you can't tell me because of this curse, is there maybe a direction you could point me, Asmodean?
Well, I can take you with me. I can give you a task. I can allow you to come with me and see what happens. Perhaps you'll remember along the way.
Have I been with you before in this cursed state of mine?
No, I'm actually newly returned to Rillian myself. I've been away for quite a long time, but I have my ear to the ground, my sources here.
That's interesting. Well, maybe if you can't tell me about myself, can you share a bit about you?
Oh, I can. Not sure how much I should share, to be honest. When things ended the last time we were together, we were on different sides, and I'm not sure that we're on the same side now.
You said sides, I'll see if this works, but what were those sides, or is that curse going to block that too?
We'll say this. I was from Rillian. I was a general, a leader of a rebellion against the dragons. He kind of pauses when he says that and looks at you just to kind of see if that triggers anything, which it doesn't.
Okay.
And he continues and says, but I was betrayed. I was killed by my own allies. That was that for me.
But you're sitting here. I came back to life.
I have spent quite a long time traveling through hell and back to return.
Would I have any familiarity with the Hells?
Probably not, really. That's not really a concept that exists on Rillian currently.
So there's this hell place you're speaking of. Spent some time there? Is that like so your soul or something goes there?
I made a contract with a devil for power, and when I died, that contract was called in. Spent quite a long time fighting in armies, killing their enemies, demons mostly, and eventually fought my way free, given my life back, and here I am.
It's quite a wild story there, Asmodean. Guess it's good to see somebody that at least knows me.
Yes, well, we'll see how that ends. To be quite honest, I wasn't a big fan of yours. ever, so...
Well, maybe this new me you might like a little bit better.
At least you give me something to laugh at.
Yeah, you had quite the laugh there. Hopefully someday I'll know what you were laughing about.
I think you will.
All right, so what now? How far am I from where you picked me up? Was I near that Silver Ridge? Have you acclimated yourself to Rillian again? What's around?
I think I probably know where Silver Ridge is, but you were quite a ways. Probably a day and a half travel, but I don't have a horse for you or anything, but you can either come with me and get a horse, or you're welcome to travel. He points in a direction, and seeing the stars and things, you feel like it's south. He says, Silver Ridge is that way, you're welcome to go there.
Yeah, I guess so I'll head that way. That's a shame. I just picked up a horse. Hopefully our kid's okay.
A kid?
Yeah.
And it's been a day.
Yeah. Well, what's funny about that, or else am I going to have another bout of nausea?
That was my name.
Excuse me. That's a little awkward.
It's not my name anymore, so you're welcome to it.
Okay, then. So, it's nighttime still?
It's nighttime, yeah.
Okay.
If you check, you don't have your gun. The chalice is gone.
Oh, man.
You don't have a pack. You don't have anything.
Okay. Well, definitely not going where in my current state. Did you say you could help me get back to Silver Ridge tomorrow?
That's not the way I'm going. Going north. I have a appointment with a shaman. You're welcome to come with me. Perhaps he could provide a horse for you. Or, I don't know what's so pressing in Silver Ridge, but my next appointment after that is closing a portal to the Abyss, stopping some demons from coming into Rillian. You're welcome to come with.
That's a lot to take in. Not really sure what all that means. Just going with what's familiar to me, but as nice as Silver Ridge is, I feel like I might be able to get some information from going along with you. I think I'd like that.
Sure. Why don't you get some sleep, and in the morning we can continue on our way.
I appreciate that. So I'll see you then tomorrow, Asmodee.
Yes, I suppose you will. Fate has a funny way of bringing things back around.
I guess I'm hoping I'll understand what that all means someday.
I certainly hope that you do.
So he'll turn over and try to rest some more?
You eventually fall back asleep and then wake up in the morning. As you kind of see Asmodian in the morning light, you can see that this is a very large figure, probably over twice your size, like humanoid figure, but much, much larger even than like the half giant that you saw. He's red skin, dark hair, wearing this large hat. He has large white horns curving up above his head. I mean, looks very much like a, whatever you would assume a, you know, evil creature out of of nightmares would look like. You're not really familiar with devils or demons or anything like that. He is a devil.
Okay.
And, you know, he's wearing normal clothes that, you know, you would expect, you know, similar to yours, kind of dusty travel clothes. But he does have a huge sword strapped to his back. He has a couple of shotguns also strapped to his belt, you know, kind of one on either side. And he picks up some saddlebags and pulls a pistol with a belt out. And he tosses it to you.
All right. Appreciate that. Once again, it's quite interesting to be found like this. I'm glad I'm still kicking. I got ambushed by some mining folk. You know much about the situation here with Ecton and all the spirit in mind and all that?
I've learned some, yes.
Right, well, good talk there, Asmodian.
Well, I suppose I can tell you anything you need to know as far as I can answer it. The Spirited Mind is a collection of Sounds like scholars, inventors, and mages. They've come up with a way to refine the ores of this land into a magical elixir called Ecton. And he kind of waves his hand around, you know, kind of taking in the entirety of the landscape. It says, these badlands seem to be the best place to find the ores. I believe these mining companies are trying to come in and make their money.
Yeah, some pleasant folk. They're the ones that left me, I guess, on the desert to die.
Yeah, that seemed to be the situation when I found you. You're lucky I came along.
Certainly am. Alright, well, lead the way.
Alright, so it takes you a couple of hours of walking through the desert until finally you kind of come to this collection of what look like huts and a couple of stone buildings, but mostly wooden structures. And you can see that the people that live here appear to be orcs, you know, green skin, tusks, kind of the whole deal. Mm-hmm. You would kind of just know that orcs are hated and feared by the other races of Rillian. But, you know, Asmodian just kind of walks up into this little village. Doesn't seem to be having any concern about them at all.
Okay.
So he walks up and just kind of people stop and stare. And he waves to a couple of them. A small kind of orc child runs up and he kind of tousles the kid's hair and that you just kind of continue on, and he stops at this stone structure, and this very ancient orc man steps out, and he's kind of all painted up with various colors and dyes and things, and he steps out and he looks at the two of you, and he bows, and Asmodian bows back and says, well, Orgoth, I hear you've discovered one of the portals that I seek. And the old orc says,
yes, we have. There's a cave about day's travel to the north.
And Asmodian nods and he pulls out a parchment that looks like it's kind of a map. And he holds it, and the orc points and kind of, you know, takes a pen or a quill out or whatever, and, you know, kind of marks a location on it and looks at it, and then, you know, kind of folds it up and says, well, I believe that is what I need. And he motions to you and says, this is Verboden. He's hoping to get a horse from you. And he has a date with destiny in a town to the south. And the orc looks at you and bows and says,
Verboden, my name is Orgoth, shaman of the River Rock tribe.
Hello there, Orgoth. I appreciate you making this offer to me. Beautiful place and people here.
Yes, we enjoy the land, and unfortunately, we are in need of,
nods at Asmodian,
we are in need of special services that Asmodian provides.
Yeah, he seems like quite the talented individual. He's recently rescued me from most likely some certain demise.
Looks at you and he kind of nods, and then he says,
Verboden, I sense something about you.
He says,
I do not know your path, but I feel that I must ask you a question. Are you prepared?
I've been prepared for any of this, but I found a way through, so I guess I would say, yeah, go ahead and ask.
He looks at you and he says,
can one man bear the weight of all the evil in the world?
Do I feel like he's actually asking a question, or does it feel, like, rhetorical?
It kind of feels rhetorical.
Mm-hmm.
and you're not really sure why he's asking you this, but it does strike a chord with you. You're not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
And then he points at Asmodian, motions toward his sword and just how large he is. He says,
"Who do you think is mightier? The strong man, or the man who inspires strength in others?"
I say the man who inspires strength in others, because man can do a lot by himself, but with the help of others, it's you can create worlds.
Asmodian scoffs at that, and he looks at you, and he looks a little angry, and he says,
"I have learned that the only person you can count on is your own strength, because everyone else will fail you."
Sounds like a sad way to live, Asmodian, but given what she said about that betrayal, I can understand where you're coming from.
"Are we done?" He looks down at the shaman, kind of just nods, and Asmodian looks at you and says,
"Well, the offer still stands if you'd like to come with me and help me close this portal that threatens Rillian with demons pouring through. Perhaps if you do that, then I can travel back to Silver Ridge with you."
Oh man, I don't know.
Sounds a bit dangerous, but seem pretty capable when you got that massive sword on your back. You know what? Yeah, let's do that. I'll spend a little more time and close up this portal. Would that be something that I'd be familiar with, a portal?
You would be familiar just with kind of the general concept of magical portals.
Okay.
Magical portals to other dimensions and other worlds, not so much. But, you know, you can kind of just generally pick up from what he said that a portal with demons, you know, coming out of it sounds like a bad thing, although you're not 100% sure what a demon even is.
If I weren't here, you feel like you would do this on your own?
I would try. This is why I'm here. Rillian needs a protector, and, well, I've given my life once for it. I might as well do it again.
Maybe I can help keep you on your second life. Why don't I head with you?
Right. Well, there's no time like the present.
He looks at the orc and says, "Orgoth, I hope that you have a horse for my friend, Robodin." The orc nods, and he motions to somebody and tells them to bring a horse, and so they bring a horse over, and Asmodian doesn't take one. He wouldn't fit. He's way too large. But they give you a horse, and so the orc kind of, you know, looks at you, and he just kind of nods and says,
"Again, I do not know your path, but thank you."
"Appreciate that. Thank you again for the horse, and I'll be pondering that question you asked."
So you and Asmodian, you ride to the north, and he just kind of runs alongside. You ride for a couple of hours. He just kind of runs the whole time. Doesn't seem like he's struggling with that in any way. Eventually, you can see a small mountain, not a large mountain or anything, but mostly just kind of an outcropping of rock, and you can see a cave in the side of it. And he pulls this sword off of his back. He looks at it, and it almost seems like he's waiting for something as he's looking at it, and then he nods. He says,
"True, we were made for this. Let's go kill these demons once again."
He's talking to his sword. That's not something you're real familiar with,
right?
And it almost seemed like it was talking to him first, but you didn't hear anything. He leads you towards the cave, and he looks back at you and says,
"I would suggest leaving the horse."
He takes one of the shotguns, he checks it and makes sure there's shells in it, and he flips it over and hands it to you.
"You think I should know about these demons?"
"They die just like anything else, but it's going to take more to kill them than you're used to."
"I'll take the shotgun and check the shells, cock it, make sure he's ready to go, and then check pistol, make sure it's loaded. How many shots are in there?
It's a 6-shooter, okay. And there are other bullets in the belt.
Okay.
He starts to kind of walk into the cave, and then he stops, and he looks back at you and says, There will be a person in there, most likely an orc, holding the portal open. They have to die.
All right. Do you want me to focus on this person holding that open, or you want me to cover you from the demons?
Let's just say I was made to kill demons, so I'll take care of that part. You close the portal.
All right. Sounds halfway like a plan.
All right. He starts to walk into the cave, and as he walks, his skin starts to almost like glow a little bit with this kind of like red light, and then this kind of smoke almost starts to come off of his skin, and it almost like he starts to be covered by a cloud of this like black smoke, and it's not like real intense, but it's just kind of there. And he walks in, and as you step into this cave, you immediately feel this sensation of wrong, like something about this cave is wrong and twisted, and you kind of, you know, get this feeling in the pit of your gut, not necessarily fear, but like something is wrong here. Mm-hmm. You know, like kind of put your teeth on edge. And as you are stepping in further and further and further, this feeling just kind of grows. You know, you start to kind of catch glimpses of things out of the corner of your eye. Like, it's, you know, at first it makes you spin around, like you feel like something's behind you. There isn't anything there. Just like things look off. You know, you look at a rock, and for a moment it almost seems like it's like cut in half, and the two halves are like slightly off kilter from one another, and then you look at it and it's just a rock, and just everything has this weird twisted sense of uncomfortable wrong feeling. Asmodean looks at you and kind of, you know, holds a finger to his lips and then crouches down and holds up a hand. It sounds like he's listening. And go ahead and make a what's the skill here that'll work? I'm sure there's a...
Maybe investigate?
Yeah, that's a good one. Observation, kind of listening for what's going on. Go ahead and...
Okay, I'm going to make that one of my average skills.
That works well. So go ahead and roll that, and I'm just going to set a up 2 as the, you know, the difficulty of this.
Okay. Nope, just a 1.
All right. So you don't really hear anything. You're kind of, you know, your ears are kind of buzzing a little bit from this sensation. He kind of crouches down, and then he just explodes forward with movement, rushes into this cave. You can see him slam this sword down on what looked to be just a shadow, kind of, you know, the darkness of the cave, and suddenly this creature is slammed down into the ground by this sword, and you can see this like dark liquid pouring out of it that, you know, appears to be blood, and he pulls the sword out of it and then just keeps running down into the cave.
Okay, so I'll take off running after him.
Okay. Yeah, so you run after him, and the cave kind of opens up, and you can see as you step into this cave, there is a large red portal in the center of the room, and crouched down by this portal is a humanoid figure, looks to be an orc, and is kind of cowering down by this portal, hands over his head, and there are several creatures like standing over this person. They look terrifying, like misshapen. They don't look really humanoid. They have, one of them has 2 heads. They've got horns, and, you know, one of them has like, looks like 4 mouths, maybe, like, you know, 2 of them on its torso. Like, these things are just like grotesque. one of them is kind of like pounding a fist down into this humanoid, and you can see Asmodean rushing over to the side and mowing through these creatures that are filling this cave. There are quite a few of them in here.
Okay. And so he had said to that I need to kill this orc. Is that the orc, the humanoid that is like with all these grotesque creatures?
Yeah, they're kind of like beating on this orc, and yeah, he's just kind of cowering there.
Oh, and Asmodean said to kill the orc?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so between me and him in the center of the room, are there any like boulders, rocks, anything in between point A, point B?
Yeah. I think there would be a decent-sized pile of rocks that you could get behind if you were kind of looking for cover.
Does the shotgun have, like, a strap or anything?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll have the shotgun, like, strapped on my back, and I've got the pistol out at this point.
I'm going to go ahead and set this scene up. We'll go ahead and put a couple of aspects in here. I'm going to say one aspect is piles of rocks, just kind of, you know, there's plenty of cover around if you choose to use that.
Mm-hmm.
And then another aspect I'm going to say is the general chaos of what's going on. Asmodean is fighting and kind of drawing most of the attention. There's the whole cavern is kind of twisted and weird things are going on. These creatures, you've never seen anything like it. Just kind of general chaos that could maybe be used or come into play against you.
So what was the name of that aspect again?
Just general chaos.
General chaos. That would be a great name for my next character.
General chaos.
Let's go ahead and I'm going to say because of just kind of the chaos and because of what's going on that you get to go first. There are three demons there in the center, right next to this orc, and then the orc is there. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to focus and stick with the plan, so I'm going to, you know, kind of lean up, lay on this rocks here in front of me, train my pistol on the orc, and I'm going to shoot.
All right. Can't go ahead and make a shoot attack.
Roll the one with my skill. That would be a 5.
All right. He's going to roll to defend against that. Hold a 0, and yeah, so you do 5 points of damage. You easily kill this orc. As your bullet hits this orc, you can kind of just see relief cross over his face as he falls, and the entire cave shakes. You see rocks kind of fall from the ceiling of the cave, and the portal starts to shake and twist and shrink. And you just hear in your ears and also almost like in your bones as all of these demons in the cave suddenly just start screaming this like deep bone tingling scream, and they all look at you.
Oh dang.
So these three that were right there suddenly are going to rush at you.
Okay.
And they're going to attack one of them. Out of these two heads, it suddenly just like throws this glob of acid at you. It's gonna make an attack against you. So I don't know what you would use to defend against a giant glob of acid spit.
Would that be like an athletics trying to kind of dodge this?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take that, fill in another skill here. That'll be an average skill.
Okay. That is a 2.
That would be a 0, so maybe these piles of rocks can help. I can use this aspect to, well, I guess I would need to reroll, because if I added that as a bonus, then it would negate his attack, correct?
You got a 0, it would add plus 2, so yeah.
Okay, so let's do that. So okay. Then I would use a fate point for that?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Definitely. I like that. So you duck back behind that pile of rocks and this acid. You can hear it just splatter against this rock and instantly hear this kind of sizzling on the other side of the rock. And then another one leaps over this rock and is going to try to slash at you with these large claws.
Okay. While this is happening, like, am I okay to, like, put my pistol in the holster and start trying to get the shotgun out?
Sure.
Okay.
So that is a 2.
Okay. So I'm going to use physique for this.
Okay.
With his kind of or strength attack, whatever. So that'd be a 5 total.
All right. Yeah, definitely. So this thing leaps over the rock, and you actually, I'm going to say, you know, you can describe it differently if you want, but you, I would say you almost like use your shotgun and just knock it aside.
Yeah, as I'm pulling out, so I put the pistol in, and then as he's coming over the rock, I see him, so I'm pulling the shotgun out. I just crack him with the butt of the pistol, flip him off over me.
Nice. I like it. You don't see the third one. You're not sure where it went, so you are up. You can go ahead and make an attack.
Yeah, so after I flip this guy over, I'm going to bring the shotgun back and then try to shoot this one close up. So I rolled a -1, and with my shoot skill, that's a 3.
He's going to defend with physique, which is a 1. I'm going to go ahead and use a fate point, so give one back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And going to use kind of just the general chaos to allow it to reroll.
Okay.
Still just a 1, though.
Rolled nice.
Rolled the same thing. So, yeah, your, what was yours?
I think it was a 3.
3. So you do 2 points of damage to it. So your shotgun blast, you know, kind of takes a chunk out of this thing. You're not really sure how much damage that actually does to it, mm-hmm. because you're not really sure if it's
what it is,
composition, or yeah, if that, you know, if knocking a chunk out of its, you know, side is actually gonna do much damage or not. But that, yeah. So that's your attack.
Okay.
It is going to attack you back. It is going to try to kind of knock you back into those rocks. It's actually going to try to create an advantage.
Okay.
I assume that you would want to defend against that.
Yeah, I would defend with physique.
Yeah, okay. He's also going to use physique, just try to kind of knock you over. So that is a 2.
That would be also a 2.
Okay. So, yeah, fails, doesn't get an advantage or anything, tries to kind of sweep your legs out from under you and just stay there. The one that had shot the acid at you is going to leap up on top of those rocks, mm-hmm. and is going to fling another glob of acid at you.
Okay.
It's a 2.
Ooh, that's a good roll. That with my athletics is a 5.
I haven't looked, I probably should, if defending and succeeding with, I know there's succeeding style. With style, if that gives you anything, but I'm going to say in this situation, I'm going to give you an advantage because you succeeded with style against this thing.
Okay.
So go ahead and create an aspect for yourself. You can call it whatever you want. This thing is up on top of these rocks, shooting acid down at you.
What if, because I'm now basically in the middle of these two guys, what if me dodging out of the way, his acid hits the other guy?
Okay. I will give you a free invocation of, and we can call it whatever you want, maybe.
This is called crossfire, enemy crossfire.
Sure, yeah. And I'll give you that free invocation, but it's only going to be against the one that the acid hit.
Right. The one that I shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Okay.
It's a distraction or something against that one.
Cool. You are up.
Okay. Yeah. So with that, seeing I kind of dodge out of the way of this acid hitting that thing, I feel like I'm taking an opportunity to get a shot against it while it's kind of distracted and hit with that. So I'm going to shoot my shotgun at the one that I hit previously.
Okay.
I rolled a 1 with my shoot skill. That'd be a 5. And then I can use a free invocation of enemy crossfire here. So then that would make it a 7.
Okay. It got a 1. So you do 6 shifts of damage, which kills it.
Nice.
So that takes the crossfire away. It still is there as an aspect, I would say, in case it is needed again if mm-hmm. crossfire happens again, but you don't have a free indication of it. So okay. You could try to use enemy crossfire again in this scene if you want to use a fate point or, you know, create an advantage with it or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Alright. So this acid one is up and it's going to try to fire this acid down at you again and rolling really terribly, which is a good thing for you.
It definitely, especially after last time when I got knocked off my horse and left in the desert.
Yeah. So that's a 1.
All right, I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Athletics, dodge out of the way.
Yeah, so you dodge out of the way, and you're up.
All right, so kind of in one swift movement, pull out the shotgun, see this one get hit, take that one out, dodge out of the way, him shooting at me again. One swift movement, since obviously shooting pistol will come from me, get those shells on the back inch, and I'm going to take a shot at this guy up on the rock.
Okay.
All right, that is a 6 total.
Oof, that's a -1. So you do 7 shifts of damage. I'm going to say your bullet, you know, your shell impacts into kind of the throat area of this creature, and acid just explodes out of it. And you see this acid kind of like eat away this creature, and it falls.
Nice.
So kind of the area has, you know, the immediate area has cleared. And as you stand up and look around, you can see that most of these demons have actually been pulled into this collapsing portal. Pretty much all the rest of them have been killed by Asmodian, and so the combat is over.
Okay.
The portal kind of slowly ends up closing, and you can see that the room kind of goes dark. Asmodian is breathing hard and walks over to look at this orc on the ground, and he slams his sword down and beheads this corpse, and then picks up the head and throws it off to the side and sheathes his sword on his back and walks over to you and says, "Well, that went well."
Yeah, that was wild. Those things are spitting this acid stuff, and man, I've never seen anything like these before. Glad I could be here to help.
Yes, I think you held your own quite well for a first timer.
Yeah, felt pretty natural.
Might have to make you an honorary hellhound.
A hellhound? What's that now?
Oh, that was my company of killers that I led, but that's really not relevant anymore. So,
he kind of claps his hands together and says, "This is done. Would you like some assistance with your town?"
Yeah, I think that sounds like a fair trade, and helping you here and can help me there.
Perfectly happy to do so.